It is 7 minutes to nine on the morning show. Kerry Stokes' determination to get his hands on the West Australian newspaper is going to be one of the stories to really watch in the next few weeks. 11 new candidates have nominated for 4 board seats at an extraordinary shareholders meeting that's set down for late in April, April 23rd. Now, among those names is one of Australia's most prominent newspaper men, the former Age editor, Steve Harris. Mr. Harris, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Jeff.
Kerry Stokes says the West is underperforming both at board and editorial level. How do you think it's travelling?
Well, I appreciate it's a bit hard to tell from this distance without intimate knowledge of a lot of things, but it would seem that on most criteria, taking the long-term view, that the West Australian newspaper companies perform pretty well. I certainly know when working at News Limited and Fairfax in my past that we're often quite envious of the sort of margins and profitability from a commercial point of view that the West enjoyed. I guess principally due to the fact that it was always a buoyant economy, it seemed, in WA, and it was the main act in town. But I think Kerry Stokes and others can criticise WAN as WAN can criticise others. At the end of the day, all media companies have ups and downs. At different times, they've got to report results, as the West did, I think, in this last half yearly, which in isolation looked like it was going in the wrong direction. But it's a bit like the share market. It's a roller coaster. There's ups and downs. There's always extenuating circumstances. Seven is no different. Fairfax is no different. WAN is no different. But I do think the sort of broader challenges in the West are obviously, if you read the financials from the company, that's growth heavily reliant on a buoyant economy. And as long as that lasts, well, good luck to the West and good luck to everyone who lives over there. But a newspaper company can't rely solely on a buoyant economy to thrive against increasing competition from other sources, digital or otherwise.
Yeah, so what prompted you to nominate?
Well, I guess I've been out of newspapers in a direct sense for the last 3 or 4 years working in the AFL industry, which has been a sort of nice change of paddock for me.
But, that was with Melbourne Footy Club, wasn't it?
It is. And I'm sure you know what football's like in Melbourne from your days here, Jeff. It's an interesting sort of industry to work in, and I've learned a lot and enjoyed it immensely. But I sort of, once you've got ink in your veins, it's a bit hard to get rid of it entirely. And at this stage of in my career, I'm looking for sort of not only continued employment elsewhere, back in the publishing game somewhere, but I think I've got something to offer in the sense of I've worked for Fairfax and News. I've run commercially The Age. I've been the senior editorial person at the two main newspapers in Melbourne where the competition is vociferous.
Yeah.
And been fortunate enough to sort of get around the world a few times looking at how newspaper operations operate overseas. And I think I'm totally objective. I've got ink in my veins, but I'm not as zealous about editorial or newspapers. I'm empathetic to what they do and supportive of it, and also empathetic to the needs to look after shareholders. So it's a fine balancing job, and hopefully, I think if the shareholders agree, I can offer some independent view that might help both sides.
How do you assess the potential then of WA newspapers and what its growth areas might be?
Well, I think it's principally its growth areas within the West, at least. They're obviously somewhat limited by the geography and the population, but as long as the economy continues to rock along and they continue to dominate the advertising and the eyeballs and the wallets, if you like, of consumers in Western Australia, they'll continue to do very well. But if other newspapers come up, be they print or online, I know that Fairfax is looking to get in there online, which is the cheapest entry point into that market. It's previously looked at mergers or acquisitions with the West that never came off. You can start an online news service without the cost of printing presses, such as the West has recently put up. But
does Fairfax represent a real competitive challenge merely by providing an online service here?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it won't be. I don't think any online service can completely replace ingrained habits in terms of newspaper reading, but I think what you increasingly have as people become more transient, more interested in more things and driven by this so-called 247 mentality, you can get an extraordinary amount of quality content, be they reportage, opinion, analysis, expertise, it's online, be it from a Fairfax source or a News Limited source or the Washington Post or the New York Times, it's all there to be had.
Mm.
And at the intelligent end of the market, and if you like the sophisticated end of the market, that will increasingly go that way. With that sophisticated end of the market will go some advertising dollars. And the trick, obviously, for any print-based company is to hang on to its print profitability for as long as possible, but not at the expense of growing its online profitability, because that's the transition we're in. And I think the West, probably because it's been fortunate not having a huge amount of competition over there, has probably only got to the online side a little bit late compared to other markets where there's much more vociferous competition.
Yeah.
And I think its website looks quite good on the surface without knowing too much about it. But clearly with Fairfax coming in, as everyone says, competition is good for standards, so the standards should rise.
In other circumstances, would you have considered the role of editor?
Of the West Australian?
Hmm.
Oh, well, editing any major daily newspaper is a real opportunity and a privilege, but I think probably having had the two senior editorial positions in Melbourne, I'm not sure I want to go back to that path at this stage.
All right. It's going to be very interesting to see how that rolls out. Of course, a lot of us are waiting to hear from Kerry Stokes himself. Steve Harris, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Steve Harris, who is a former executive with The Age. I think he was most recently chief executive of the Melbourne Football Club too. So very interesting. That whole thing's going to be quite a saga. Who will end up with control of our daily newspaper?